This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek.
Proudly sponsored by the store with the hottest in leather, rubber, lifestyle gear.
Manhouse.com.au.
Manhouse.com.au.
Houston, this is the SS Salty Rocket. Are we clear for takeoff?
It is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The following program is a show intended for an adult audience. Our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
You're with Dean Beck on Hide and Seek.
You certainly are with Dean Beck on Hide and Seek. You're also with the very gorgeous Andrew the Apprentice. Luke Moon joins us from the International Mr. Leatherman competition in Chicago.
Hey boys, how are we?
Very good. Yourself?
Oh, look, a little bit jet lagged, a little bit excited, a little bit nervous. It's very full on already, and it's only been 12 hours.
Can I just say you're a little bit bloody sexy in those photos that the boys from Bad Behaviour Publishing took of you. You are hot.
When we landed in LAX yesterday morning, LA time, I logged into Facebook, as you do when you get off a plane, and all these notifications came up, and I had no idea of the photos that were out there because they were put up as soon as we left the country on Wednesday morning, Melbourne time.
I have been busy
and
tweeting.
I was blown away by them. They are just some amazing photos.
Yeah, just gorgeous.
Ain't
amazing.
Photoshop wonderful? I love it. Now, Luke, you've landed. Have you registered?
I've landed. I've registered. So there's 49 competitors. The optional registration was last night. Chicago time. It's presently 7:45 here in the morning on Thursday morning. So first major event is actually at midday today.
Wow. What are you getting ready for in, 3-4 hours' time?
So the first thing this morning is the meet and greet with all of the judges and the executive team from IML, which is when they first begin their judging process and seeing who actually win, take out the title.
What are you wearing for the first event?
So the first couple of events will be quite laid back, because I'll be in probably a pair of jeans, pair of braces, my boots, and I have a beautiful new title vest that Laurie Lane made me before we left.
I saw that. It's beautiful.
Red ribbon cut out in the front of it and my lead Leatherman title at the back.
Well, you've got all the gear, love. You've got the attitude.
I do.
You've got the runs on the board. If you don't win this bloody thing, there's something wrong.
There are some beautiful, beautiful people here in this competition. We went out for dinner last night, and it was actually a really good chance to sit down and actually chat with them. And there are some amazing, amazing people that have done wonderful things for the community here in the US and in Europe. So there are some wonderful people here. It's going to be quite difficult, and I do not envy the judges' position at all.
Just to describe, obviously, you've talked to us before about the hotel there in Chicago. Is it different to this year than it was last year? Describe the hotel and what the setup there is.
Most people don't arrive until today and tomorrow, so the hotel doesn't really go into lockdown until this afternoon. So we've arrived while it's still quite open to the public, and there is a pharmaceutical conference going on currently while we're here.
Of course there is, yeah.
Today. Last year was a family Christian convention. This year it's a pharmaceutical conference.
Right, I'm not going to make any jokes about pharmaceuticals. It's probably inappropriate.
No, not at all, not at all. And the people here are wonderful. Once the hotel goes into lockdown, there's a great big sheet of black plastic that goes across the front door so that general public can't see into the hotel and be concerned by what they see, but it just basically becomes a thriving mass of people in leather all the time, and the energy that comes out of this space is just amazing.
Now, Luke, I've heard rumours that people put certain codes on door handles, like hankies or something on the hotel doors and things. Would you like to explain that further for us?
One of the most amazing things that happened last year, as you walk down some of the hallways, a lot of the doors are ajar or still open, and the equipment that comes with people, so there's blings and toys, and you can just see them as you walk past. And yes, there is a hanky code for the door, so you learn very quickly what room you can go into, what room you shouldn't go into.
Do you need to knock?
Depends on the room. Generally, sometimes no.
Now, Luke, how confident are you feeling about the process of the competition?
Oh, look, I'm going into it with a very open mind. It's all part of a process. Whatever happens on the day happens on the day, and I will do my absolute and utmost best, and that's all I can do. As I said, the level of the competitors here is just phenomenal. The leather scene in America is very different to that in Australia, and a lot of these people, a lot of the competitors have been groomed for 2 to 3 years or have entered 2 to 3 titles to actually get to this stage of IML. So it's a very different process to what we have in Australia.
Luke, you only have to remember one thing.
I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it.
That'll get you through. That'll get you to the winning post, mate.
Thank you very much. As I said, the photos that the boys did from Bad Behaviour, Travis and Ross, were just an absolute dream to do, and I couldn't be more happier with them. And to get off the plane and to see them and to see all those comments was very warm. It was heartwarming.
Well, we wish you all the very best. It's this weekend. It's this weekend.
It's this weekend.
God, it's this weekend.
Yeah.
So Monday morning, midday your time. Monday morning, Melbourne time, the competition will be running, and within probably about midday, we will know who the new IML 2012 is.
Well, don't wake me, but I will look forward to finding out. We wish you all the very best, mate, and we want to thank you very much for joining us tonight on Hide and Seek. Most importantly, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, big hugs.
Oh, look, it's 8 o'clock here in the morning. I'm standing in our hotel room overlooking the Trump Tower and the Chicago Tribune building. In what I think is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And
God, it's a tough life. You have a ball, mate. Take care.
Excellent. Thank you, boys.
Thank you. Bye.
Luke Moon, all the way from IML Chicago.
Hide and see.
Proudly sponsored by the store with the hottest in leather, rubber, lifestyle gear.
Manhouse.com.au.
Manhouse.com.au.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Kylie Minogue, also known as Kylie from Camberwell.
Hey, it's Richard Reed.
Hey, this is Winter Gordon.
Hi, I'm Matt Preston from MasterChef.
What's up, party people? It's the legendary DJ Spinderella.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert.
Hello, this is Kate Sobrano.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Alexandra Burke.
This is Katie Noonan.
Hi, this is Francois Sagatz.
Hello, this is Katie Lang.
G'day, I'm Barry Bissell.
Hello, this is Tina Arena.
Hi, this is Paris Wells.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper.
Hi, this is Tim Campbell.
Hi, this is Sear.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Morosi.
Hey, I'm Darren Hayes.
Hi, I'm Jade Leonard.
Hi, I'm Shaka Khan.
Hi, this is Kathy Freeman.
Hi, I'm Daniel Kowalski.
Hey, this is Jane Lynch, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Willis.
Put your hands up
for Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
All night and day long, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. That was my best radio voice.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.